Yeah, thank you very much. We lost a couple in a row against some quality teams, and we swung the bat pretty good today and pitched well. Charlie Pratt did really well there on the mound.
Well, really well is an understatement. A complete game shutout, four hits allowed, one walk, 11 strikeouts. What did you think was working for him today?
Curveball and changeup, and his fastball, sneaky fast when he elevates, he can throw by people. And he's a competitive guy, and it was good to see him get to extend out a little bit with his pitch count, and hopefully somebody we can it's going to be a factor for us in district. So some good confidence for him for sure.
And with the new pitch limit stuff going on, as of last season, guys got to stay under a certain number. If they do so, they can pitch on 4 days rest, 3 days rest, so on and so forth. So did he stay under that number for you for that 4 day rest period or
Yeah,
3 day
well,
rest period?
yeah, he was at like 95, so he might be, that's the longest and most we went with anybody this year, being in the warm weather and the point we're at in the season. And, he's a guy that might be able to, definitely can. Is a complete game type guy, and we've had a lot of cold weather, and we've dialed him back quite a bit. With all the rain, guys haven't got to be maxed out, so we don't play till Saturday in districts. And whether or not he's available Saturday, I don't know for sure, but I'm sure he'll be out there defensively too. We get to the semis and championship, he's a guy we got to have.
All right, Coach. Today, but you talked about the good hitting. You got, according to my calculations, 9 hits going into that sixth inning. You collect a few more there, so it looks like you got 12 hits on the day. And just guys putting the ball in play, finding spots. Then, on singles, guys taking advantage of the catcher for Windsor, getting some stolen bases there. So sum up the offense for you guys.
Yeah, we extended the inning a few times. I mean, there's a couple bad breaks for Windsor. Balls just kind of bounced our way. The infield not playing real good at times, and especially on the left side there, they got ate up a couple times on some balls that really, we were lucky and caught a break on. I like the way we hit up and down the order today. I thought the starter from Windsor was pretty effective, and he's got some really good pitches, and he's going to be a really good pitcher. We were kind of fortunate there to get a few, maybe with some, get some help with some miscues, on the Windsor defense, things like that. So we've swung the bat better. Hopefully we faced some good pitching lately, and but we got some guys that have struggled a little bit lately, and it was good to see them get to hit tonight.
Brennan Pryor never got retired unless you count a sacrifice fly as being retired, but it doesn't count as an official at bat. So he ends up going 3 for 3 with two singles, a double, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. And in that five spot, that's not always easy to get the guy that can drive in runs, but you certainly got that with Pryor.
Yeah, he's been a middle of the order kid all year. He's had a great season. He's really confident right now, and not surprised. He's the kind of guy that gets hits in bunches, and he's got a good approach, and he tends to stay in the hitting zone a long time with his bat, and he's just a good ball player. Glad he's on my team.
Yeah, and I think it's 7 or 8 guys on your team in double figures and RBIs. So you're a team that can put up like you did tonight, 10 runs every single ball game. I'm sure that's comforting to your pitchers. You ever talk to the pitchers about the offense, or do you kind of just expect them to kind of learn or know that the offense is good and they can kind of carry the team if need be?
Well, yeah, the offense is going to have to be there for our team, and to win districts. We haven't really been a team all year that's going to strike out 8, 9 guys, in 7 frames. So we're going to have to score runs, we've been fortunate when we've won, we've been able to do that. And, we're pretty deep with our batting order. We got a lot of guys on there, have been playing 2, 3 years of varsity ball, and so we take a lot of pride in our hitting just like anybody else. So we're going to have to score runs to win the district, that's for sure.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win.